The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Welcome back. With us in studio is Action Coach Monty Wyatt. If that name sounds familiar, it should. He was with us last month, and we were talking about Live to Lead. That's a program that's coming up very shortly here in the Greater Des Moines Metro. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit, but I want to learn more about what does an action coach actually do? Monty, welcome back. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Glad to be here.
So that is a question. There are business coaches all over. It seems like, you know, you can't swing a cat and not hit one. But at the same time, I'm always curious as to what a coach does. How do you work that magic among your clients? What do you do, Monty?
You know, I first want to tell you how I define what I do. And,
yeah.
I define it as I help CEOs and their executive teams bring clarity to the, how they lead and manage their business. And I think those two words right there are needed more today, leadership and management.
Yeah. And clarity.
And clarity.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Because there's so many distractions today. Everywhere you look, we've got something bright and shiny to go after. And oh, let's try this product. Let's try this service. It's about how are we leading and managing the business that we have and the team that we have to get the results that we desire.
And nobody really knows what those desirous results are other than your client. And if they can articulate that, I suspect then you can help them pave a roadmap to get there?
You know, it's interesting you say that because most businesses, they aren't aligned. Their leadership team or their direct reports, their organization, they aren't aligned. And what are we really after? What are we trying to achieve?
Yeah.
And we have so many things going on. Once we get that alignment, now we can know, we know what to say no to and we know what to say yes to. And that's a big part of the clarity is having the right focus.
So have the target firmly established, and then everything that you do revolves around marching forward to that?
Absolutely. And my belief is it truly does start with that executive team.
Mm-hmm.
If the executive team is aligned on how they're behaving with the team, with their direct reports, how they're behaving with each other, how they make decisions, and how are we leading the business? To me, how I define management and leadership is this way. Management is competency and productivity. Leadership is focus and passion. We need both. And there's so many businesses that are missing either one or pieces of both. And how do we truly make them? Because you can't manage people.
You really can't. You can lead them.
You can only manage processes
you
lead the people.
Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, action coach Monty Wyatt. We're talking about his business. When we talk about traditional methods of understanding how to get to a point of comfort with regard to business, that's all, according to many, has been up-changed a bit because we're now dealing with a group of people called the millennials that have various and perhaps different expectations to work than maybe what you and I did. How different is it?
You know, I think there's a piece of that that really starts with the word listening. Hmm. Great leaders listen to those
yes.
they work with. And the style of executive management of the past 20 years has been do what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really catching up to us. It's everybody has ideas. Well, let's listen and let's combine all the ideas to get to the best idea. There's not one way or the right way or the wrong way. It's how are we listening and coming up with the best way that we all can agree to.
Were you in my office today?
I may have been.
You may. Are you tapped into our, you know, what we do? It's interesting you should say that, Monty, because just today I authored a little piece about we need to, you know, in politics or in business or whatever it happens to be, it seems like we're shouting at each other and we're on opposite sides of all of these spectrums. And my whole point was we need to start listening more, talking less, so that we can find some commonality out there that works for all of us.
I was with a owner of a business today, multi-million dollar company that has a lot of employees. And he said, you know, I finally realized that I need to quit telling people what to do because they're not buying into what I'm saying. I need to start asking them. And he did this. He told me how he did this this week with a team member. And she got to where he wanted her to get to, but on her own because yes. he guided her. And he didn't have the battle. And so it was her idea. He wanted the same thing. He just guided her down the path. That's what leadership is. And that's what asking questions and listening helps us do. And that's unnatural for us as humans.
Well, it's unnatural, especially in the business world, in the old school model of management. You know, it was always top down. You do what I say, not as I do, or whatever mom and dad used to tell us. And so this is sometimes a change, but it can be taught, correct?
Absolutely. And it's a choice. Mm-hmm. And I look at everyone needs to be taught how to be a leader and taught how to be a manager. It isn't natural. We can all learn it. And yes, some of us have natural charismatic traits, things like that, that attract others. But we can all learn to be great leaders, learn to be great managers, so we can truly guide our business and get the results. My role is to facilitate that process, teach, and then hold people accountable to those actions. And it is about self-reflection, helping people see, how am I actually communicating to others? How am I instilling vision to the business? How am I holding people accountable?
And I think the other thing that you just said is you hold people accountable for what they say they're going to do.
And
that's tough sometimes.
The first part of that is people have to commit to being countable. Means that people can count on you.
Yeah.
And you first have to get people to commit to what they're supposed to be doing. And if they don't buy into it, they're not committed.
Or if they don't know.
And if they don't know, yeah. Absolutely. Because we can't hold people accountable to something they're on two different pages.
Yeah, all of this sounds so simple, but it is very complex, and it does take a system to get there. That's Coach Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his business, about what he does with his coaching business with CEOs and executives all across Central Iowa. You have a program coming up soon in October, as a matter of fact, that's ticking down.
You know, exactly a month from today, October the 6th, is our fourth time we're doing it here in the Des Moines area, Live to Lead. And this is a fabulous leadership development event. It's a half a day, amazing speakers that talk about actionable items to help every person in the room become a better leader. And I want to clarify, leadership is not about position. Leadership is about action. Mm. And that's what these speakers talk about. And our headline speaker is John Maxwell, who's been recognized as the number one leadership expert for a number of years. And that's just a powerful person. He starts the day and ends the day.
And gives you tools along the way.
Absolutely.
See, I think that's so very important. You know, we all can go to these seminars and whatnot, and we can get inspired for the first 35 minutes or so. And then we get back to the office and say, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. It is about follow through. And mm-hmm. if the items aren't actionable, then nobody's going to do it. But that's each one of these speakers gives specific things that people can take immediately and put into place.
It is called Live to Lead, and it's going to be here in the Des Moines market on the 6th day of October. So you got a month to get in there and get your tickets. Tickets have been selling, I understand, huh?
Tickets have been selling. We've got an early bird special going on right now till Friday of this week. So just a couple days left. 2-for-1 general admission. Yeah. So that's a great incentive for that early bird.
And we will have, by the way, links to all of this on the radio blog so you can find exactly more about Live to Lead and who's going to be there. John Maxwell is one of the. Dave Ramsey is also one of the presenters. Who doesn't know Dave Ramsey and his recipe for success, financial success and security? You know, yeah.
You know, that
what is it? Beans and rice. Beans and rice.
Absolutely. I saw this the other day, and I can't recall if it was Dave or someone else, but talking about finances, and that's mm-hmm. what Dave's expertise sure. is in. And the number one trait to make you wealthy is spend less than you bring in.
You think maybe that's odd, isn't
it? That is odd, but that I know Dave Ramsey will say that at least once.
Once, and then he'll say something about a family budget, and then having people agree on that. And if you can't agree, it's beans and rice until you get to that point. Is that correct? Good stuff. Monty Wyatt, thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Coach, Monty Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links to his website and also where you can get tickets to Live to Lead. Thanks again for doing this. Always enjoy it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, we're out of here. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock, means that we turn into pumpkins, and we wouldn't want to have you see that or hear it. It's kind of painful from the time. It really is. Our producer, as he is each and every evening, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.